The Electoral Commission will tomorrow begin a nationwide pilot registration exercise with upgraded biometric kits. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Public Affairs Director of the EC, Christian Owusu-Pare, asked Ghanaians to visit selected registration centres to participate in the exercise. He told George Anker that the purpose is to test the effectiveness of the biometric kits to ascertain its capacity and efficiency. He said the limited registration will come off in May to capture first-time voters.
All that we're doing tomorrow is that we're asking people to go to the selected registration centres in the various regions to take part in the pilot voter registration. We have selected two registration centres in every region, one rural community and one urban centre for every region. It is open to every Ghanaian who is 18 years or above and is of sound mind. And regardless of whether the person is already registered as a voter or not, even people who have registered before can also go through the process. Because this is a pilot program, the data we'll capture from this pilot will not go into the database, so it is not going to reflect as double registration. And for those who would be trying their hands on the device for the first time, by going through the process, it doesn't mean that they have become registered voters and so their names will be on the voters register. They would need to go back to their registration centers when we do the supplementary registration later in April and May. So that is all that we're going to do tomorrow. And the purpose for the pilot registration is to test the biometric registration kits that have been upgraded.
I was going to ask you if the exercise is not to capture people for the registration. So what the essence is at all?
To test the EVR kit, the biometric registration kit that we have upgraded.
What are you going to use the result of the data for?
As I told you, the data is not going into the database. The objective is just to test the equipment. I keep saying that we have upgraded the software for the biometric registration kit, and we need to test them before we go into the actual exercise. So it will give us an indication as to how the equipment will function when we go into the actual registration exercise.
The main re-registration or supplementary registration will come off when?
The limited registration that will come this year begins on the 28th of April and will end on the 8th of May. So we have to pilot the equipment before we go into that exercise.
Mr. Owusu-Pare, when you talk of limited registration, can you explain that to us?
Well, limited registration is just like any other registration exercise that we undertake. And we most of the time refer to it as revision of the voters register. But it is limited in the sense that it is not open to everybody. It is not a replacement of the voters register. It is limited to only those who qualify to be registered as voters but whose names are not already on the voters register. As for example, people who have attained 18 years since the last registration in 2014, and those who probably may be above 18 years but could not register in previous registration exercise, for which reasons their names are not on the voters register. They are the ones that we are targeting in this limited registration exercise, in the sense that it is limited to only a group of people. That is why we call it a limited registration exercise. What I want to say is to appeal to Ghanaians, whether they are registered as voters or not, to turn up in their numbers at the registration centers, so that the patronage will be high, and if the patronage is good, then we can put the equipment to the fullest, so that if the equipment is able to withstand the pressure that will be brought to bear on it, then we can be certain that we're not going to have any challenges during the main registration exercise. Besides that, I just want to sound a note of caution once again to people who will be going through the registration the first time. Nobody should assume that by going through the pilot program, the person would become a voter. That will use that pilot program as a means of putting people on the voters register. No.